position.
Micic can't respond. James, the rebound. Looking to run. Booker and Durant with him. James. Oh! LeBron James! La Captain America putting the country on his back.
Talk that talk. Talk that talk, Noah.
Talk that talk. USA. USA. I ain't never been so proud to be an American, baby. Let's get it. Bonjour.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Never a doubt. Absolutely never a doubt. Good people. Specifically those on the Team USA men's basketball squad. Fresh off of a game. I mean, we never thought that they were going to lose to Serbia. 95-91. LeBron James, Steph Curry, 36 points. What a show right down the stretch. We had all this stuff planned today, C-Cat.
Yeah.
We thought we were going to talk about, you know, so many different things here. We had the Teddy Tua days going, some NFL preview stuff. We got Mike Tannenbaum pulling up in a little bit to talk football. But all of that takes a back seat. When you're a Patriot like us,
I'm going to shed a tear.
Like, I never thought that this semifinal game would get us in such a thrill. It wasn't until midway through the first quarter that I was like, hey, let's put the basketball game on. I see the basketball game's going. I was hoping at that point we would be up by about 10 or so, and Jokic was cooking. Jokic was cooking Team USA, man. He was slicing through the lane. Serbia wouldn't miss a shot from deep. They had the Americans down by 17 points right there in Paris. Had them dead at rights. People are tweeting. People are calling it. Our guy, Mike Rizzo, who, again, y'all were introduced to a couple of days ago, a new teammate here at ESPN West Palm, he said he counted the guys out about five times today. Five.
Not I. Not Never. I. Red-blooded American.
Never.
Man. I'm feeling simultaneously inclusive and exclusive. If you were with us, if you're riding with USA as a nation, as a sports viewing nation, I don't care what differences we have. We're all rooting for the team.
We're all together.
Simultaneously, though.
Yeah.
You're not from this country and you're not rooting for the team right now. You're dead to me.
Yeah.
Just simple as that.
Also, we do need to do a check. We do need to do a census of sorts out west in Denver, Colorado. I know you guys are riding high. You're big Nikola Jokic fans, and I'm sure there were a lot of closeted Nuggets fans who were rooting behind closed doors for Team Serbia. I want you to out yourselves right now. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. If you were so self-centered and self-serving to be rooting for the Serbians against this Team USA with Anthony Edwards, LeBron James, Kevin Durant. I mean, Joel Embiid is on this team. That kind of...
Hey, he chose to play for the U.S. He could have played for Cameroon or France on the other side of the bracket.
At a certain point in this game, I was hoping he was. There were multiple times in this game. I don't get why Steve Kerr didn't pull him for Bam Adebayo until there was 3 seconds left in the game. For the whole last 3 minutes, I have it here, and I wrote down all the pivotal plays. The only one that Embiid made was missing a box out, and then when he dribbled it off his knee with about 3 minutes left. I mean, Team USA was down 13 points going into the fourth quarter. It was really looking dire. And Joel Embiid, a guy that's never been out of the second round, I don't understand how Steve Kerr...
He is now.
Goals.
he's in the finals. What are you talking about?
Does that count?
He's in the Olympic finals. Yeah.
Does that count? So we can't say Joel Embiid's never been out of the second round anymore because now he's in the Olympic final as Team USA is getting ready to play France. What a thrill. What a game. And more importantly, I'm just so glad it ended this way because we were all prepared to have those talks. Is this team better than the dream team? Is this team the greatest basketball talents ever assembled? And it's harder to have those conversations today when you squeak by a Serbian team that was hit or miss all throughout Paris so far. They obviously made it to this stage in the semifinal. Nikola Jokic is a great fulcrum. Bogdanović was knocking down jumpers. Got to give a big shout to Heat culture and Nikola Jovic as well over there. But the Americans got it done. They got it done like we always knew they would. Just first general reactions from that game. Team USA beating Team Serbia by 4 in that much of a thriller of a game. How do you describe that? One word to describe what we just saw on NBC. And thank you. I'm a little late to give credit where credit is due. But thank you to Noah Eagle and Dwayne Wade. Speaking of Heat culture, on the call for NBC there. That warms my heart. That warms my heart as an American. 888-760-3776. First reaction, what's one word to use to describe what we just saw in the Olympics there with Team USA advancing to the stage, the final, actually, against France, and they're going to be playing against some home cooking in Victor Wembanyama. Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776. That's the number to call into the show. And the Baptist Health Hotline, are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't mention this because, I got on Jason Tatum for it all throughout the NBA Finals. And I don't know if you guys remember, but yes, the Celtics beat the Mavericks in the Finals. It happened. Nobody cared. But Tatum was obviously hunting for the Finals MVP right from when the Finals tipped off. You saw him hanging in late in the games, third and fourth quarter, jacking up shots, missing many of them, and still didn't work out. Jaylen Brown got the Finals MVP. I'm never outwardly critical of this guy. I also, shouldn't have much reason to be right now because he had a huge play that we're going to probably replay again. And you heard the call with Noah Eagle and Dwayne Wade as well. But LeBron James, he clearly knows that Olympic MVP is kind of in the trophy case right now for Steph Curry after that performance. And there was a certain point in this game, I think it was about 2 minutes left, where CCAT, you and I looked at each other and we were like, was that a MVP hunting shot right there from the right wing from LeBron?
Yeah, it was a room temperature heat check.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron wasn't shooting it well from beyond the arc in that game. The game was a 5-point game. It looked like the U.S. was going to pull it out, still within range, certainly for Serbia, but that wasn't LeBron's shot to take, and he decided to.
He was 2-for-4 from deep in the game. That one, I guess he was 2-for-3 when he took it. He hadn't taken a three in a while. He does end with a triple-double, 16 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists. So a great stat line to go, but clearly the most important player, not just in this game, but so far in these Olympics, has been Steph Curry, who went ballistic. 36 points. He had 8 boards. And I mean, you asked if the rim was bigger in under FIBA rules.
Yeah, I was saying, what kind of tomfoolery is this?
9-for-14 from deep.
Dang.
Those are layups.
It feels good because I've been a perennial Steph hater, just a Warriors
really?
Hater in general.
Why? How do you hate Steph and Curry?
Got a long story about it. I think my athletes should be superheroes. I don't want them to look like me, be as tall as me. And,
I got news for you, C-Cat. Steph Curry does not look like you.
I think we're kind of close. I don't know. He kind of gave hope for a lot of people who shouldn't have hope to be in the NBA. But anyway, it feels pretty good when he's on your team.
So. Right, Stephen Curry is amazing. Where's the Mendoza line for this with guys that look too normal, but are really, really good at their sport? Like, does Patrick Mahomes strike you as an everyman?
Quarterback's a different position.
Okay, so it's got to be more basketball.
Outside of quarterback on all of football, yes. Huh. And okay. Baseball is fair game. You can be 4 or 5, doesn't matter.
Tyreek Hill, he's short.
Yeah, but you look at him, he looks like a Pokemon. Yeah.
Devontae Smith. He won a Heisman at Alabama. He's a buck 60.
Too skinny.
Wet.
Yeah, I wouldn't have drafted him because he looks too skinny and frail, but he's been superb.
He's really good. Okay, I'm just checking. I mean, obviously, Steph Curry, it's the size.
It's the daughter, honestly. It's the daughter and the family.
The dog.
Yeah, so that was so annoying in 2016. The press conference, grabbing the mic, get off the court.
Everybody's doing the thing with the kids these days.
He did it first.
Steph Curry and Chris Paul kind of led it off, but everybody's doing the kids at the podium thing. You know who deserves to bring the kids to the podium today?
Who's that?
Stephen Damn Curry, 36 points, 9 for 14 from 3, 12 for 19 from the field. And with Kevin Durant off the bench, there were a lot of people tweeting about how KD should have been starting. He played most of the second half. Jason Tatum, by the way, this is going to go I don't think we're going to talk about it as much.
No, we will.
I don't think the headlines are going to come out. It's going to be a while until the headlines come out about this, but I'm looking at the box score. I see 24 minutes for Durant. I see 10 for Bam Adebayo. Oh, look at that. Anthony Davis gets 10 minutes. Anthony Edwards, 13 minutes. He was bad, though. He was bad. He was kind of unplayable for them down the stretch. And Derek White, NBA champion. Derek White gets 7 minutes in this game. I'm scrolling, though. So I must be missing something here.
Wait a second. He's the best player on the best team in the NBA this year.
Well, am I missing something? Okay. Oh, there goes Drew Holiday. There goes Drew Holiday from the Celtics, 20 minutes.
You sure didn't miss it.
Jason Tatum, another donut. Like, how late into the discourse? I mean, we were one of the first probably to bring it up. I'm sure Twitter somewhere, somebody's making fun of him. But how late into the discourse? Because of how great the game is, I think that'll get overshadowed. But man, for him to get a DNP in the semifinal, again, I reiterate, the same thing I said in the NBA Finals. As great of a player as Jason Tatum is, his value, his production can be replicated.
It's tough. It's a team full of alphas, right? That's why you had LeBron trying to grab the MVP of that team.
Yeah.
Where in a world full of alphas and a team full of alphas, Jason Tatum's a beta.
He, in the NBA playoffs, where he was supposed to be the best player on the Celtics, he had spike games that they lost, and he had down games that they won. There was no correlation between Tatum had a great game and the Celtics won. Box score, Phil, plus minus, it didn't matter. And I'm not, again, we all have eyes. We see him play basketball. He's really good. He's 6'10". He moves well. He dribbles. He shoots. Not as well as he thinks he can shoot. He defends. He can drive to the lane when he's not acting like he's smaller than he is. Like, he's a great basketball talent, but he's just so, especially on this team, so replaceable. And yet again, there we go. And I know one guy that if he was on this team, he wouldn't be logging donuts in the semifinal. Jaylen Brown. Finals MVP, Jaylen Brown.
I don't want to be mean, but if I wanted to be mean, I would say this, especially Jason Tatum. If I wanted to be mean, I'd say something like this and be completely honest because it's correct. He doesn't have the Mamba mentality that he craves.
Oh, my God.
Like the definitive thing that he looks up to and he wants to idolize and in picture, he just doesn't have it. And it's okay. Not many people do, but he definitively doesn't.
I think it's safe to say it really feels like he doesn't. It really does feel like he doesn't. He wants it, and to aspire to have it is honestly, I can appreciate that.
Right.
That's something you should aspire to. It's just the corniness around it, the oversaturation of him talking about it, and then the lack of production. We've seen him on the big stage so many times come up small, and I don't want this to be about Jason Tatum right now because it's about Team USA pulling out the win. They were down 13 going into the fourth quarter. They outscored Serbia 32-15 in the final frame. And LeBron and Curry were great down the stretch. We're going to have Mike T join on the other side to talk some football, but I think this Team USA discussion has to continue on. That was incredible. That is how you set the stage for what should be a great Olympic final between France and the Americans. And I think it's pretty safe to say we're in good shape in America. We're in good shape to bring that gold medal home. And if you're trying to move anywhere, I mean, I don't care if it's outside of Florida, in Florida, if it's town to town, county to county, you don't try to do it on your own. Don't be an idiot. I've done it many a time. C-Cat, you said you've done it, what, 7 of the last 8 times you've moved in the past 8 years?
Not making that mistake again.
Don't leave it to yourself. Hire the pros because you're safe with SafeBound. SafeBound Moving and Storage. They're family-owned, they're based in West Palm Beach, and they serve all of the Sunshine State because they're Florida's moving company. So whether you're moving out of Florida, maybe you're moving from Florida or to Florida from another state, you got to go with SafeBound Moving and Storage. They've got the experience, they've got the expertise, they've got a 5-star customer service that you can rely on. SafeBound Moving and Storage, lock in and make sure you don't put that on your own back. It is incredibly hard. You got enough stuff going on. Pass that on to the pros.
Ooh, when you're in a relationship, it's also a good power move. Like, no, movers are coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're safe with SafeBound, babe. Don't worry.
Is it, you know what, Sue? When you do that, when you tell her you're safe with SafeBound, it's not you passing it off. You provided that. So you still can feel like a man and the provider of that because you paid for that service and you took that burden off of her. Then you go and get some drinks with her. You enjoy your day and you let them handle the big stuff. And speaking of the big stuff, the big responsibilities, Mike Tannenbaum, the People's GM here on Theoretically Speaking, joining us on the other side to talk some football. But first, I know he's a big basketball guy as well. I've got to get his thoughts on this game right here. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey on a Thursday with Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Oh, man. Oh, my. Like, what a time to be an American. 95-91, the U.S. advances. What a time to be an American as well, because the NFL preseason, well, the rest of it at least, we had the Hall of Fame game, of course, last week, but it kicks off tonight. Kicks off tonight. A few teams in action. Panthers, Giants, Patriots. And joining us here on Theoretically Speaking, our friend, the People's GM, especially here on ESPN 106.3, that's Mike Tannenbaum pulling up. And first things first, Mike T, did you catch it? Did you watch that semifinal, Team USA and Team Serbia? Steph Curry down the stretch, LeBron with the all-worldly coast-to-coast layup with the right. Like, how much of that did you catch?
Yeah, how about Kevin Durant forcing the critical backcourt? When you see Kevin Durant playing man-to-man defense full court, you know they're in a serious situation. But, you know, give them credit. They were in a dogfight, but, boy, they made big shots when they needed to, and I love the defensive effort.
I absolutely love that as well, him doing that. And it made me think, like, I wonder why they didn't think to maybe throw Anthony Edwards in there to do a little bit of face guarding all the way up and down the court. And also, I don't know where you stand, Mike T, on Joel Embiid, but the last 3 minutes of that game, I was yelling through my TV screen at Steve Kerr to put Bam Adebayo in the damn game. Like, Embiid was such a net minus in those moments. Where do you stand? And I feel like everybody, it's a very volatile position. Where do you stand in the Embiid judgment zone?
You know, he played well. Look, there's a place for Bam on this team, the shot blocking, the rebounding, the defense. You know, I thought their rebounding, especially in the first half, could have been tighter on both sides, both offensively and defensively. You know, Bam is one of these guys where, you know, he has a need to score to contribute. And sometimes when you're creating a team like you are with this USA team, I actually think a guy like Bam is necessary because he is a low-ego guy who's a selfless player that really can contribute in other ways.
Very well put there. Mike Tannenbaum joining us here. Usually talking some football, but fresh off that Team USA win, we had to start with what happened out there in Paris. And again, diminishing returns sometimes when you have all those superstars in there at once. Never going to be diminishing returns when you have that kind of talent on a football field. And it does feel like for the Buffalo Bills this year, though, Mike T, there's less of that talent surrounding Josh Allen. He was asked yesterday at camp specifically about that, about the departure of Stephon Diggs and whether or not he would miss him. Do we have the sound ready, C-Cat? Let's play that sound for you, Mike T, and I'm curious how you would feel as a GM if you had your star quarterback saying this.
Steph's a great player, and what he brought to this team was special. So miss is I don't know if I'd say miss. You know, he was a guy that was reliable. You can look to. He's going to have the juice each and every day. I'm sure he's bringing it over there in Houston.
He says he doesn't really miss Diggs. There's questions about how good of a teammate Stephon Diggs is. It's of course in the past now, but if you're the GM of the Bills and you see Josh Allen make that statement publicly, scale of 1 to 10, are you happy? Are you angry at him? How do you feel about it?
You know, I think they've taken the high road for the most part. You know, bottom line is, like, they were 6-1 after the coordinator changed last year with Joe Brady. They led the league in rushing attempts. This is going to be a different offense, and I think you just got to put Stephon Diggs in the rearview mirror Theo and just move forward. And I think this is going to be a totally different look to this team this year.
Definitely so. It's definitely not going to be anything like it was. We haven't seen Josh Allen at a high level without Stephon Diggs. And now we're going to see him for the first time with no Diggs, no Brian Daboll, and with a lot of new weapons out there in Buffalo. Going to be interesting to see how that works out. We also got the news today, Mike T, that Nick Foles, Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles, announced his retirement. We've been trying to like suss out exactly how you rate Nick Foles' career, because he had that spike year, his second year with the Eagles under Chip Kelly. Obviously, he had the playoff run, leading the Eagles to their very own Super Bowl championship and a Super Bowl MVP. But when you look at his career and you maybe juxtapose it to a guy like, you're high on Dak Prescott, Dak's career so far, who would you say has had the better career? Whose career do you think you would rather have if Dak retired today, Dak's or the Super Bowl championship and spike year with Nick Foles?
Yeah, that's interesting. I got to go with Dak for the consistency. Look, you can't take away the championship, and obviously, you know, the Philly special, Theo, you know, that'll live forever. But, boy, I'll tell you what, I think Dak, you know, last year, second in the MVP, he's been somebody that's contributed, you know, for a long time at a high level.
Now, are you just saying that because you know that Dak's about to get a major payday? Is that, Mike, yeah. T, are you?
I got a question, yeah, Mike. Look, who's the best quarterback that you would take Nick Foles' career over?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I would have to really think about
like
that.
Phil,
you
know, Rivers?
Kirk Cousins is probably one. Kirk Cousins has been solid but never great. I think someone like him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're sticking with the consistently good year over year versus the high end apexes that Nick Foles had, and also obviously the Super Bowl championship, which he gone like anywhere he goes now, and especially I love the fact that when he announces his retirement, it's Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles, and that was a flash in the pan year, obviously thanks to Carson Wentz's injury. Mike Tannenbaum joining us here on Theoretically Speaking on a Thursday on, again, we're hours out from the preseason returning and resuming. But before we talk a little preseason football, Mike T, what's your stance on these training camp fights? I saw the Seahawks and the Giants get after it, helmets being swung, you know, fists and punches being thrown at helmets, which doesn't make sense. But beyond that, I'm trying to figure out, like, do you think it's good for a team when you get into one of those brawls with another squad before the season, or does it not even matter when it comes to looking at what's going to happen in the regular season?
Yeah, I think it's a little much ado about nothing. You know, like, I don't like when you see people swing. You know, we saw that with Malik Nabers. You know, you're throwing a punch at a helmet, you know, and you're a receiver. You make a living with your hands. Like, I'm glad you're competitive, but you got to be smart as well. So I think you see the veterans, you know, do a better job of, you know, knowing how to be physical but not throw punches.
And Mike T, this late in the game, is there any late riser for you that you're seeing in the NFL? Maybe because of all the training camp updates, which I know we're not supposed to lock in on too much, or maybe it's, you know, a late movement with where Brandon Ayuk might be going. But is there a team that you're getting kind of hot on now that maybe earlier in the summer you kind of weren't giving as much attention to?
You know, Thea, I really like to see Justin Fields play well for Pittsburgh, and, you know, with a great defense, and if he plays better than Kenny Pickett, I think they could be really interesting.
Ed, do you think Brandon Ayuk, if you had to pull out the crystal ball right now, Ayuk, for me right now, it feels like Pittsburgh would be the destination. Obviously, there's a couple other teams that want him. He doesn't want to go to the Patriots. We know that much. But if you had to pull out the crystal ball today and say where Ayuk ends up playing week one in the NFL right now, where would you go?
I go to San Francisco. I think it's hard to get a deal done both from a player standpoint and from a team standpoint.
I got you. I like that. It makes the most sense. Just sticking with consistency, just like all the way through, you've been consistent with that. And we thank you for that, Mike T. We'll let you go. We'll let you get back to enjoying the celebration, the ambiance that is that Team USA win over Serbia. And you enjoy the rest of your Thursday. And also, happy birthday to your son. I saw that you said he's about to pass you up in height there. He turned 18 today. So a birthday shout out there for the young Tannenbaum.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Look forward to being on next week. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Mike Tannenbaum joining us here on Theoretically Speaking, pulling up fresh off of a huge victory for the squad, and he's always brought to us by Eisner, Amper. You know, Mike Tannenbaum, talking about specifically going back to the basketball game there, that KD backcourt violation force is something that's going to get lost in the sauce a little bit. But that play individually by that guy, who also, I mean, before this Olympic started, we talked about he can end up being, he could take Carmelo Anthony's place as Mr. Olympic basketball, missed like the best of all time. He already has the most points of all time in the Summer Olympics. Now he has a really good chance.
I think
to
so.
Be able to make it shake.
Keeping that momentum flowing from defense to offense is so big. In stages like this, in a team that's just thrown together like this once every 4 years, it was awesome.
Completely awesome right there from Kevin Durant. We'll see how that carries over. But again, first thoughts on Team USA's win over Serbia, 95-91, advancing to the final in the Olympic men's basketball stage out there in Paris. And we're going to get you here on, theoretically speaking, 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. We got BJ in Boynton Beach, or in Pompano. BJ's in Pompano, excuse me, close to Boynton Beach. BJ, how you doing on this Thursday?
Man, I'm doing great, but I got a few things. Is it safe to say that maybe Steve Kerr really isn't that good of a coach? Ooh. He just has great players. And can you tell me this? Why is it Brandon Ayuk is on the team with all these players, but yet has 1,000 yards, and he's not better than Justin Jefferson? He's the only person over there, and he ain't doing what Brandon Ayuk's doing. He ain't going down the field blocking. And can somebody please tell me what the Chicago Bulls need? Because I'm sick and tired of watching my team lose.
Okay, so that's three questions. I appreciate you. I'll address each of them. I appreciate the call there. That was a lot to take at once. Let's go one by one.
We need BJ to call in more often.
Yeah, that was like he gave us three topics there. So number one, I saw number three, Chicago Bulls, what do they need? Okay, so the Chicago Bulls need a completely new roster. Completely new roster.
And a dose of Jesus.
And yes, a dose of Jesus. And it would help if Michael Jordan came back.
That would work.
I think we'll get Michael Jordan over there, and we might be cooking something in Chicago. Okay, number two was
Brandon Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk.
He should get more love because he's doing more with a lot of weapons around him.
I will say this with Brandon Ayuk. He brought up the blocking. And remember when Ayuk, his first couple of years with San Francisco, he was in the doghouse with Kyle Shanahan because he wasn't getting as active in the blocking game because that's so important to that system. He's a better blocker. He's an elite route runner. I still don't think he has as good a feet as Justin Jefferson when it comes to that, but I'm no mastermind behind that. But nobody can catch the football like Justin Jefferson in the league right now.
Greatest regular season catch of all time against the Bills. Regular season game, incredible.
Like, and it honestly defeats your point when you're trying to say Ayuk over Jefferson because he has more weapons out there. Well, now he has more freedom to play with. When you are game planning to play against the Minnesota Vikings for the past 3 or 4 years, since Justin Jefferson has entered the league, there's one objective. Find 18, try to take him out of the play. And still, every single year, he's leading the league in receptions, leading the league in yards and touchdowns, and he's gritty and all over away team's end zone. So,
yeah. And as he goes, his team goes. Remember the one time Justin Jefferson got shut down 2 years ago? I believe it was Ayer Alexander on the Packers, locked him up. And the Packers blew out the Vikings in that game. That was a great Vikings team because Justin Jefferson did not get his mouth fed as often as he did regular in the season. That team was shut down.
He's their offense.
But if Ayuk has a quiet game, it doesn't matter.
It won't. He's had plenty of quiet games where the 49ers did A-OK. They got McCaffrey. They got Kittle. They got Debo. They got Brock Purdy, which is, I mean.
Slip it in there.
Brock Purdy. About to get paid. I don't know. But then what was the first question he had? He jumped in so quick.
Is Steve Kerr a good coach?
Oh, my gosh.
Or does he just have great
players?
We'll
never know. We'll never know with Steve Kerr. That's an excellent question. He's obviously, you know, and you can't say that with Mike Tannenbaum. I think Mike Tannenbaum used to represent Steve Kerr, so maybe hopefully he's not listening at this point. But that's such an intriguing question because he took over what Mark Jackson built in Golden State and instantly started winning. Instantly. And then since then, when his roster has gotten a little more shaky and they've tried to go through this whole, you know, play for the future, play for now stuff, it hasn't looked, he's not looked like a tactician out there. It feels like he's gotten out-coached in several places, and the only time he did look like the wiser coach in recent memory it was when the 2022 finals, when he was going up against Joe Mazzulla in his first year and the idiot Boston Celtics who were fumbling all over themselves, and Jaylen Brown was dribbling the ball off his leg like Embiid did today.
And basketball is a sport, man, where you can remove the head coach often and just lean on the stars, yeah, at least in terms of perception.
Steve Kerr, he's going to go down, you know, he's Hall of Famer. Like, he's going to be accredited as one of the top 10, 15 coaches of all time in the NBA. Sometimes it's more about right place, right time. Sometimes it's more about your situation, like what we talk about with NFL quarterbacks. Like, is that guy bad or was he just on the Jets? Sam Darnold. By the way, we're going to hit the Vikings soon on Teddy Tuadays. I can't wait to do that because I'm a little high on them. I'm a little high on that offense, at least, with Kevin O'Connell calling the plays. You got Justin Jefferson like he was just down it, but people keep forgetting. I know he's out there getting in trouble, but Jordan Addison in Jefferson's replacement last year when he was hurt looked really good as a rookie.
As a number one, but it goes against all that is holy in Theo Dorsey's head with J.J. McCarthy.
No. This is Sam Darnold.
Oh.
This is me banking on Sam Darnold. I'm sorry. I didn't get to that.
So, this sounds like a whole lot like someone else who was in my chair last year.
What?
Sam Darnold clutching your pearls to
him? So, I know. I get it. But what I will say is Sam Darnold was, that was my whole original point. He was with the Jets. He was with Adam Gase. Like, we have to give him somewhat of an excuse, the same excuse that we gave Trevor Lawrence for being with Urban Meyer, and he turned that into $53 million or $55 million a year. So I would just backpedal a little bit on Sam Darnold. I'm high on the fact that I do think that good old Sammy sees ghosts, could have a good year with a new offensive coordinator like that or a new head coach in Kevin O'Connell and a full roster. I think they got Aaron Jones as well in the backfield. Like, the Vikings offense is going to be good. I don't know what the offensive line is like. Again, I'm no trenches expert, but they've got plenty of weapons, and Sam Darnold had a lot of tools. There's a reason why he was drafted number two by the Jets until they ruined him. We got to get to Teddy. We got to address what ESPN Radio has been doing, trying to take over our stuff. But Teddy Tuadays on the other side, we're going to break down two teams that actually have low win totals, but a lot of intriguing headlines on the other side. So you're going to want to be there for that. You're also going to want to tap in tomorrow because we're going to be live from the flagship campus of Kaiser University.
Mm-hmm.
The home of the champions, and the reason why we will be at Kaiser is because we will be celebrating their NIIA reigning football champions for 2023. Doug Socha is going to be in the house. Miles Russ, the current head coach, is going to be in the house. And we're going to be having that ring ceremony right at Kaiser following Theoretically Speaking, which is going to tip off at 4. Special timing for Theoretically Speaking tomorrow at 4 at Kaiser University to catch up with those Seahawks. They got 22 national titles to their name. Not the football team, the whole school. 22 national titles, 60-plus conference titles, plus they contend for their conference and for championships in so many different sports. Lacrosse, golf, soccer. Like, they're good at everything, and they defend the beach. KUSeahawks.com, KUSeahawks.com, that's how you tap in with Kaiser University Athletics. And defend the beach and feel the wave. We'll be there tomorrow. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey on the other side. Teddy Tuadays, and we will get to your calls as well. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
One word, just one, pick one. One word to describe that Team USA comeback win down 17. Down 13 going into the final frame and beating Serbia 95-91 to advance to the Olympic basketball final against France. Just one word. What is it? Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care is a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. 888-760-3776. The hotline has been hot today. Just like Steph Curry was from deep, 9-for-14, amazing. We got Devontae in Atlanta. Devontae's on, Theoretically Speaking. What's happening, man? How you been?
I've been good, man. I had two things to say. First, I want to say I'm gonna piggyback off the last guy who called about Steve Kerr. I honestly think we don't know because Mark Jackson had already set all this up, and who's to say that same year, the next year they won the championship, if he was the head coach, they wouldn't have did the same thing.
Yeah.
And just like today, Curry saved Steve Kerr again. And we got to enjoy this because this may be the last time we see KD, Curry, and LeBron ever play together.
Well, yeah, it's going to be the last time we see them play together for the three of them. But I'm still forecasting that we're going to get LeBron and Curry 2 years from now. I just feel the vibes happening already. But what you got, though?
I definitely think so. I could definitely see that. For the both of them to get one more championship.
Come on.
But the last thing, can I get a good prediction?
Oh no!
Devontae!
Hey! Whoa! Tone him down there. Tone him down. We'll get him back up. He had something, and it looked like he got. Are you okay? We'll have to check on him. Take that out, Devontae. I'm gonna have to do a wellness check on my boy there. He wanted a prediction, and I'm just gonna hope that he's all right. I hope he wasn't driving or anything. Y'all be safe out there. You're safe with safe.
We got him back.
Okay, Devontae's back. He's back on the line.
Are you safe?
Bring him back up. Were you getting mugged? Was it an accident? What just happened there?
Now I'm a Bluetooth connected to the car.
Oh. Okay. My bad. Ben. Okay. So prediction. What do you want a prediction on?
So the Falcons. Imagine Kirk Cousins do what he's supposed to do, and we win our division. We have a home playoff game. What do you realistically see him could happen?
Okay, so who are you going up against? Because I'm guessing you're saying then you get the 4 seed, you're likely the lowest seeded home game.
We got the 4 seed.
You're not gonna. So you think that you're gonna have a better record than somebody out of the NFC East?
We got the schedule.
You might have the easiest schedule.
We better have higher than 4 seed.
But you're an easy out. We can rank schedules. Wild. We can rank how easy schedules are. And then, I appreciate the call, Vontae. I appreciate the call. You can't just say we have the easiest schedule. Your quarterback is Kirk Cousins.
And you don't get the easiest schedule for having a great year before, by the way. You get that schedule because you underperform.
Y'all are the Falcons. Y'all are the Falcons. Y'all are the Dirty Birds. And you're dirty because you've been hanging out in the cellar too long. Y'all have an easy schedule because you're also an easy out. And September 22nd, when the Kansas City Chiefs make their way to the Falcon Stadium, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, third week of the NFL season, I did find out recently I cannot be there because I will be attending a wedding, but I do know Patrick Mahomes is going to carve that defense up. It's a good-looking offense, a lot of weapons. Kirk Cousins is good, but even if you get a home game in the playoffs, you'll likely be the underdog. And I hate to say that, but you'll likely be the underdog, and there's a good chance you don't come out on the right side of that. C-Cat, we weren't even supposed to preview the Falcons today, but Vontae's got me all worked up now. As a former NFC South fan of the Panthers, I got to, fight back. It's still in me. Do we still have time for our Teddy Two-A-Days?
Let's do a Teddy Two-A-Days.
Let's get into a Teddy Two-A-Days.
Hut, hut, hike!
And today we start off, and it's only ideal that we do so because of the preseason kicking off tonight. We're going to start things off with the New England Patriots, the Pats, who are onto a new era right now. Last year, 4-13 under Bill Belichick. Belichick waves out, 20 years of excellence. Bring in Gerard Mayo to fill the gap. They only had 4 wins last year, C-Cat. The most surprising of them all, that Week 7 win over the Bills. I don't know if you remember that. Mike Gesicki and Mac Jones grittying all over the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Josh Allen, this is an indictment on you. Like, he's supposed to be your number 2 guy.
I love that critic.
How do you lose to Mac Jones and Mike Gesicki? It's got to be studied. I don't like this Patriots team this year. The roster doesn't look super good. The win total, if you had to guess it on Hard Rock Bet, C-Cat, what would you think?
5.5.
4.5.
Ooh.
So Vegas doesn't like him either. And if I had to go, cue my guy Michael Jordan. Let's talk about the best case scenario.
The ceiling is the roof. Let's make it happen.
Best case scenario for the Patriots, they feast on a bunch of backup quarterbacks. 6-win season. Jacoby Brissett starts all year. Dwyer alum, Palm Beach County guy. You see what you have in Drake May in practice and maybe in some late game scenarios, and then you flip the coin on it next year. I do think that's their one route because there are a couple of quarterbacks in their own division that are vulnerable injury-wise when it comes to Aaron Rodgers and Tua Tagovailoa. Plus, the past 2 years, we've had 60-plus quarterbacks starting the NFL. It's possible. That's the ceiling. How about the floor?
Floor's four wins, which isn't bad for a team that has a 4.5 win total. But I don't see Gerard Mayo leading this bunch worse than what Belichick did with Mac Jones last year. There's an upgrade at quarterback. I'm not sure what he is as a head coach in Gerard Mayo, but he's a breath of fresh air. Plus, that defense is returning a lot of guys from injury. Four wins is the floor, and the crystal ball, we break it out. The Patriots this year, kind of like that, like new hire, fresh out of college, an intern or former intern of your company that you see the promise. You know they have the energy and the effort, but you don't think they're quite refined enough to actually do some damage early. You got to still train them up. But I do think that they get six wins this year. The Patriots strike me as a six-win team, a surprise team. They're going to get a couple wins against bad quarterbacks, backup quarterbacks, hobbled teams. And also, they're going to get a couple of those weird Patriots way wins. I know they're not that Patriot franchise anymore, but they got a couple of them last year. I see them sneaking their way by. Six wins for the Patriots. They missed the playoffs, and Gerard Mayo is going to look like a promising head coach in this league. Next up on Teddy Two-A-Days.
Put, put, hike!
Yeah, take on the New York Giants. Also kicking off the preseason tonight. Last year, they were 6-11. Their win total on Hard Rock Bet, 6.5. They lose Saquon Barkley, Xavier McKinney. They lose their damn mind by making Daniel Jones their starting quarterback again. But they gained a lot of confidence in me in Hard Knocks. I look at this Giants team as like a big Jenga tower, but like 10 minutes into the game, 5 tequila, you know, sodas in. Like you're really, it's shaky. But you still could pull that thing out and get something good. Their ceiling.
The ceiling is the roof. Let's make it happen.
If Brian Daboll can do what he did in 2022, this roster's low-key better. And if Daniel Jones can stay upright and that offensive line is better, I see 10 wins. I see 10 wins for the Giants.
Wow. Really?
If everything goes right, that's their ceiling. Ultimate ceiling, 10 wins, a playoff berth. Because also, look at their division. The Commanders unproven. The Eagles infighting. The Cowboys are the Cowboys. They have a chance to maybe squeak by with 10 wins. We saw them do it 2 years ago with a worse roster. How about the floor? Remember I said they're a Jenga tower. It's so shaky. The floor is three. The floor is three wins. This could be abysmal. Daniel Jones can get hurt in the preseason. Brian Daboll can look like a terrible head coach like he kind of did last year. And also, losing the heart and soul of your team, Saquon Barkley, relying on a number one pick and Malik Nabers as your only viable target. This could be really ugly. I don't care how good that front four is. You can't put up points in this league. You could lose a lot of games. The Big Teddy Crystal Ball. I see 7 wins, a failed Twitter campaign attempt to make Daniel Jones the comeback player of the year, and it's going to be really embarrassing, too. I'm talking like tweeting out his mediocre stats, 12 touchdowns, 3 picks, really good TD to INT ratio, all of that stuff. And then also, I do see the Giants considering putting Brian Daboll on the hot seat next year, even with 7 wins. That's my prediction. Teddy Two-A-Days, ESPN Radio, has been copying our style for a while now. I won't call them out on it too much more, but I did have to say something in that moment. A place that has their own style and they do it well is EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Teddy Two-A-Days brought to you by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes. You've heard me say that. Well, also, you need to know that you can plug that into your website domain thing now. EDSisYes.com. EDSisYes.com for the most trusted AC specialist here in Palm Beach County. They've got 24/7 support. EDSisYes.com. Make sure you schedule something now and do it around your schedule because the online website, it's that easy to do. And I know so, and I'm a customer of EDS. And beyond that, there's 760-plus customers who give raving reviews on Google. They got a 4.8 star on Google. You know that's got to be real. There's so many reasons why EDS is yes. The train comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. EDSisYes.com. EDSisYes.com. Go to them for all of your air conditioning and plumbing needs. On the other side, CCAT and I take you home. I'm Theo Dorsey with Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Meechich. Can't respond. James, the rebound. Looking to run. Booker and Durant with him. James. Oh! LeBron James! La Captain America putting the country on his back.
Talk that talk. Talk that talk, Noah.
That's Noah Eagle and Dwayne Wade talking that talk on NBC on the call. Team USA over Serbia. 17-point comeback. 95-91. 888-760-3776. That's the number to call in to Theoretically Speaking. We've got Kenny in Houston. Kenny, You're on Theoretically Speaking. What's happening with you? And also, before you even speak, I got to let people know Kenny is the one that made the beat for the intro for this show. That's right. That's my big bro. What's happening, dog?
What's good, man? I finally been God tapped in. Yeah. Honestly, I've been in tune from the beginning, some from now to the to episode we in now. I love the show. I love what's going on. C-Cat, my boy. Yeah. Man, I'm locked in. I'm loving what's going on. So, you know, had to call in. I know we were talking about the game.
Man.
I just caught that. So, you know, I definitely got my two cents on that.
How worried were you? How worried were you in that first half, dog? Like, Jokic was cooking them up. They wouldn't miss any threes. Bogdan Bogdanovic is having the game of his life. Like, I was nervous.
I was a little nervous. I want to triple down on the Steve Kerr slam.
Oh, man.
Because I definitely was had my eyes staring between him and you know the boy Embiid.
Yeah.
But you know I just couldn't I couldn't figure out what you know what was going on there. It was looking kind of scary. I'm like, are we gonna fold on TV like this? But they ended up pulling it out. You know, so it was all good. I'm gonna go with immaculate as my word,
yes.
Man. I needed good energy. I needed a good game, right? I hadn't really seen much. I mean, look at all the stars on the team. Like, I can't wait to, you know, play with them on the game.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
So I just think that this is a dope situation. And so just to see them pull it out was everything I needed, man. So
immaculate.
I'm gonna go with immaculate.
Immaculate, man. I appreciate the call, bro. Love you. And I love that call on that game. Immaculate. That's exactly what it was. I mean, they had us all worried. We wouldn't have cared about this game, CK. We talked about it. If it was a blowout from the jump, it wouldn't have mattered.
We wouldn't have talked about it on the show.
We would have. It would have just been one of those things we read coming in out of the break. Oh, yeah, Team USA won. They're going to play France. Like, yeah. But they had us a little worried. They had us fretting. You need that minor setback for the major comeback, and they did that. And again, you're my witness, CK. I kept saying, especially in that second half, I got faith. We're going to run this thing through LeBron. Get a little, you know, two-man game with him and Curry. Keep Embiid out of the action when it matters most. You get the win. That's all it takes. I take you home with this, man. I got some great news today. My neighbor had thought that he had an invasive cancer that wasn't going to work out, and now she finds out it's going to be okay. So that's some good news. Hug a friend. Go in love, go in peace, go in joy. Freddie and Harry next.